From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 5 American NATO troops are dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, after a suicide bombing that killed 6 NATO troops and at least 18 people total. NPR's Quil Lawrence has been on the scene this morning, and he reports it's not known just how many people are injured.
The car carried over 1,000 pounds of munitions, according to a police official at the scene who said that the driver swerved from the oncoming traffic into the first car of an American convoy driving toward a base in western Kabul.
American soldiers
carried away bodies near an 8-foot crater. The bomb completely destroyed 2 armored SUVs, causing one to roll several times. It also wrecked several civilian vehicles and a passenger bus, and scattered fragments of the car bomb for a quarter mile in every direction. Women and children were among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the blast, which seems to be part of a campaign to bring insurgent violence, usually confined to the countryside, to the Afghan capital. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A roadside bomb in Pakistan has killed at least 11 people. At least 3 of those are police officers, and the bomb targeted a police patrol. It went off in a part of the northwest where many civilians have fled, trying to escape the effects of an offensive against militants, including the Pakistani Taliban. BP says it now is drawing more oil from its ruptured Gulf of Mexico well through a tube inserted into the well's riser pipe. It says it may be able to stop the leak within the next several days and permanently cap the well by sometime in August. Environmentalists are suing to shut down another BP oil platform and to close regulatory loopholes. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar faces questions from senators today on government oversight of oil drilling. BP is giving 4 Gulf Coast states even more money to deal with fallout from the Gulf oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the states have already received $25 million each to help protect their shorelines.
The new grants are aimed at countering the impression that oil has soiled popular beaches and fishing spots. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles says the additional $70 million will help with state promotions.
To support their efforts to kickstart the tourism industry and to make sure the tourists are aware of the current conditions, which in particular along the Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida coast are open for business.
In New Orleans today, Mayor Mitch Landrieu will host a public meeting to hear the concerns of businesses and workers hurt by the oil spill. BP has opened 12 claim centers from Grand Isle, Louisiana to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. The company says it will pay all, quote, legitimate claims for loss and damage caused by the spill. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Heavy rains in the Midwest are raising rivers, and forecasters say more storms are in the works. Missouri is hardest hit so far. Officials blame flash floods there for at least 2 deaths. This is NPR News. Democratic and Republican voters in 3 states go to the polls today. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, both parties are on the defensive in a series of contested primaries.
Being an incumbent used to give a politician a certain measure of safety, but this year it's a liability. In Kentucky's open GOP Senate primary, Rand Paul, the Tea Party-backed son of Libertarian presidential candidate Ron Paul, is ahead of his establishment opponent, Secretary of State Trey Grayson. And in 2 Democratic primaries, incumbents are fending off strong challenges. Arkansas Senator Blanche Lambert Lincoln has angered the unions and liberal groups who are backing Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. And in Pennsylvania, Senator Arlen Specter is neck and neck in the polls with Congressman Joe Sestak, who is attacking Specter as the ultimate self-serving incumbent, reminding voters that Specter became a Democrat just last year in order to improve his chances for re-election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Connecticut Attorney General and Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Richard Blumenthal plans a news conference today after a New York Times report that he misstated his military service. Astronauts at the International Space Station are attaching a Russian-built compartment today. On the most recent spacewalk, astronauts installed a spare antenna. A brief power outage momentarily halted their work, but NASA spokesman Scott Stover says no one was in additional danger when computers went down.
We have 3 of those computers, so we're completely redundant there. At no time was safety of concern to the crew or the vehicles.
On upcoming spacewalks, astronauts will plug in 6 batteries due to start working at the space station. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.